This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A senior official of the Iranian-backed Houthi terrorist group says Chinese and Russian vessels will have safe passage through the Red Sea. Agence France-Presse is reporting that Mohammed al-Bukhari told the Russian news outlet Izvestia that the shipping lanes around Yemen are safe as long as vessels are not connected with Israel. The Houthis have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians amid Israel's war against Hamas militants in Gaza and have carried out more than 30 attacks in the Red Sea. However, the Houthis have launched attacks on ships with no apparent connection with Israel. Major shipping companies have responded by rerouting vessels on the longer and more expensive route around Africa. The Red Sea route is a vital shipping link between Europe and Asia, carrying about 15% of the world's maritime traffic. The U.S. military said Houthi rebels launched two anti-ship ballistic missiles at a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. The U.S. Central Command said the crew saw the missiles land in the water near the ship. There were no reported injuries or damage to the ship. Yemen's Houthi rebels said on its social media site they had carried out the attack, claiming direct hits. U.S. forces carried out a fifth round of strikes Thursday against targets inside Iranian-backed Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen. Reuters news agency says Pakistan's top civilian and military leaders will carry out a security review on Friday regarding the standoff with neighboring Iran following their strikes on each other with drones and missiles. Pakistani strikes on separatist militants inside Iran Thursday came 2 days after an attack that Tehran said struck the bases of another group within Pakistani territory. The tit-for-tat strikes are the highest-profile cross-border attacks in recent years and have raised alarm about wider instability in the Middle East since the war between Israel and Hamas erupted. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led military alliance NATO will launch its biggest exercise in decades next week. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Some 90,000 personnel are expected to take part in months of drills. Top officers say the drills are to show that the alliance can defend all of its territory up to its border with Russia. In the months before Russian troops went into Ukraine in February 2022, NATO began beefing up security on its eastern flank with Russia and Ukraine. It's the alliance's biggest buildup since the Cold War. In the exercises, troops will be moving to and through Europe until the end of May in what NATO describes as a simulated emerging conflict scenario with a near-peer adversary. I'm Donna Warder.
A bill to temporarily fund the U.S. government is headed to President Joe Biden for his signature. Here's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang with the latest.
The House approved a stopgap bill to fund the federal government through March. The Senate had earlier passed the bill with ease. The Democratic-majority Senate and Republican-controlled House are far behind in carrying out their basic duty of funding the government for the fiscal year that began on October 1st. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his House Republican counterpart Mike Johnson agreed earlier this month to a $1.59 trillion discretionary spending level for the year that ends on September 30th. This third stopgap funding bill would simply extend last fiscal year's spending levels until two deadlines of March 1st and March 8th for completing action of spending for various government agencies.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Both the eastern and western coasts of the United States are expected to get hit with another blast of winter storms that have killed at least 45 people across the nation in recent days. Meteorologist Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service told the Associated Press that much of the U.S. will be affected by Friday's freezing weather.
It's been a relatively cold week for much of the central and eastern U.S., and as this storm system moves through and brings the snow, it's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
Winter storms have blasted much of the U.S. with rain, snow, wind, and frigid temperatures over the past 2 weeks, cutting off power for millions and disrupting travel on land and air. The victims include three people electrocuted Wednesday by a downed power line in the western city of Portland, Oregon. Another 14 people died in the southern state of Tennessee. Parts of the state capital, Nashville, have received more than 22 centimeters of snow since Sunday. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.